Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your sweet family and gave me no hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snare, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for the hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell.
It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest head.
The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from His sin.
O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure
the saints and angels' song. When holy time
shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how marvelous and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and where the skies of parchment made, where every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe a tree, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry. Dark could the scroll contain the whole, who stretch from sky to sky. The love of God, our rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, where every stalk unheard a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the hope, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, our rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. When the man of Galilee hung upon a cruel tree, he was dying for sinners like me. As the blood came dripping down from the cross onto the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me and sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me whole. There was pardon extended to me, as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. When they pierced his precious side, oh, forgive them now, he cried. There was pardon extended to me, as the blood and water came. Glory to his precious name. And then one drop he shed just for me in the sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me whole. There was pardon extended to me, as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. When with all the saints I stand over all in that happy land, and its beauty I'm able to see, as I look upon his face, I shall thank him for his grace. And that one drop he shed just for me the sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and to make me whole. There was pardon extended to me, as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. When with all the saints I stand over in that happy land, and its beauties I'm able to see, as I look upon his face, I shall thank him for his grace. And that one drop he shed just for me in the sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and to make me whole. There was pardon extended to me, as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. There's a place I read about
in God's holy word.
It's built upon the mountainside, the New Jerusalem. The walls around that city are in layers of pure jewel. 12 gates along the walls, and every one a single pearl. The glory of that city that blinded the human eyes. More glorious still will be the face of Jesus Christ the King. In garments pure and white as snow will gather round the throne. And join the saints of yesterday in singing home sweet home. Inside the city walls, I'm told, are mansions of pure gold. Where that is vanished for all time, we'll never more grow old. We'll walk beside the river with the lion and the lamb. All worries will be gone and every pain be left behind. The glory of that city would blind the human eyes. More glorious still will be the face of Jesus Christ the King. And garments pure and white as snow will gather round the throne. And join the saints of yesterday in singing home sweet home. Inside the city walls, I'm told, are mansions of pure gold. Where dead is vanished for all time, we'll never more grow old. We'll walk beside the river with the lion and the lamb. All worries will be gone and every pain be left behind. The glory of that city would blind the human eye. More glorious still will be the face of Jesus Christ the King. And garments pure and white as snow will gather round the throne. And join the saints of yesterday in singing home to home. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. God is moving He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to grow. And before us he has placed an open door. God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to cross. And before us he has placed an open door. God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to cross. And before us he has placed an open door. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Matthew 25:41. I want to talk about something that nobody wants to talk about. In fact, they don't know what happened. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you accursed, into eternal fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels." I'll try to read a different translation. "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Dann wird auch sagen zu den zur Linken, geht hin von mir, ihr Verfluchten, in das ewige Feuer, das da bereitet ist, der Teufel und seine Engel." Talks about, you know, the just, there's so much going on right now. I was watching that thing that happened over in the fall, and then I was watching that thing that happened down at the Grand Canyon, and these people just all of a sudden there's a flood, and then they talk about how that thing got there with glaciers. A glacier dug out that ditch. Well, that's a lie. The devil knows very well how that canyon came to be. But he doesn't want people to know the history of it. He doesn't want people to know every time that they look down at that Grand Canyon and these gulches and these mountain top, these mountain ranges. He does not want the human race to know how they got there, because it would expose them. These mountain ranges, they were created. That was when God first created the heavens and the earth, this planet. I'm just trying to paint something here that makes common sense. This planet was only one-third of the size. There was no hell in this planet, and there was no need for hell, because the angels, they were all happy, like it says in Job 38, the sons of God shouted for joy, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, and the morning stars sang together. Everything was in harmony. There was no reason for no hell. Hell was created because of rebellion and because of those angels and Jude and because of Lucifer when he fell. And then God had to do something with their rebellion. And so what he did, and at first, like we talked the other day, there have been three ice ages already. This planet has been, these mountains have moved up two times already, because we went to that museum and they told us exactly that these mountains are so many billions of years and these are millions of years. So there was a time when these mountains, like I say, this planet was only one third the size. And then what happened when these angels and Jude fell, God had them have create a place to put it, because hell was created. Hell was not here on this planet on the first leg of the journey, because everything was in harmony. There was no need for a hell. You got to understand the principle how God does things. He does create a hell when there's nobody there to put into hell. Mm-hmm. Hell was created for the devil and his angels and these people that followed, these angels that were rebellious back then. So what he did, he just made a hollow in the earth. And we know that there's a hollow in the earth, because you can read it over in when Korah, Dathan, and Abiram did their thing. The earth swallowed them up, but they went direct down into hell with all their goods. So there's got to be a hollow down there for all the goods to be entering. So what God did, he, like this planet, like was solid, but then God had to create a hell. And we've said some stories about people that the Lord took down to hell for a tour, and it shipped like a body. But when God created hell, he had to move these mountains up. And that's how you get these canyons. When you move the mountain up, all of a sudden there's a crevice. There's a canyon, and there's a crevice there, and a gorge. That's how come this planet is full of mountains and ditches and all that kind of stuff. See, you can see over the, when you go through the Rocky Mountains, because the planet is shaped like a body. In some places, they didn't have to lift these mountains up that much. But out in the Rocky Mountains, the mountains had to come up, and that's how come these canyons are and these ditches. That thing that happened over in Nepal, I was just watching it, and it kind of burst me the wrong way when they tried to explain to the people that canyon and that ice, that glacier, it just erupted, or what they tried to tell you, that these mountains and these canyons and these ditches and all that came about by glaciers. You know, that's kind of crazy to believe that. See, the devil doesn't want people to know his history. He does not want people to know that there is a hell, and that he was created for the devil and his angels, but people that are disobedient and they follow the devil's pattern, they're going to go down there with it. See, but the devil, he's trying to hide the fact. He doesn't want people to be reminded how that hell got there, and how these ditches and how these canyons. So he comes up with a lie, with a story that it was from these glaciers. And the glaciers melted and it washed out these canyons. Well, it's utterly impossible that water can make a ditch like that. Because the water is not as hard as stone. It's impossible. But see, we got this picture right. We're trying to tell people today that there wasn't one time there was no hell. Mm-hmm. There was no need for hell. And then, in order for God to create hell, he just did what he did. He just moved the mountains up. Just take common sense. When you move the mountain up, it takes a little more room than it did when the planet was just one third the size. So somewhere it has to fill out. It has to make room for that mountain range. We drove through these mountain ranges forever and a day, and after a while, the mountains, they begin to speak to you, and these canyons, and down at the canyon, there's a little stream running, and to you and I, everything is so simple when you drive to the mountain. It's like we were almost back there when God created moved these mountains up. And then what he did, like we said the other day, the angel of Jude, they sinned, and then God had to create a place to put them in, and then he put this planet back into an ice age to cool down, because he had to heat it up a certain degree to, everything makes common sense. He heated the planet up a certain degree, because when you go up to the, we went down to Idaho, and there you look at the, look at the ground. It's like you're looking into a big pot of chili, you know, and when you put the boiled chili, it just bubbles up, and that's exactly the formation there is out in Idaho. The prophet saw, I saw the planet boil. The other prophet said, I saw the mountains move. He saw back in that, the mountains just moved up. If we would have been there, it would happen today. We would see the mountains move up, and that's exactly what happened. Because the prophet said, I saw the mountains move. He saw when God had his fury over the devil and his angels, over those angels in Jude, because they rebelled against him. He saw the mountains move back in that era. Because the Lord took him back in time, and he allowed him to see exactly what we're saying. He saw these mountains come up. They were being pushed up because God, he's all powerful. It's just a piece of cake to take this planet, and just do whatever he wants with it. It's just very simple common sense. That's really what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're trying to draw the picture today. It's kind of like the other day they were talking about this, that, and the other. And I know they're deceiving the people. They're not telling them the truth, especially with that glacier melting. And now the world is up in arms. Oh, it's climate change. And the devil does not want to be people to find out that his doom is sealed. It's not to do with climate change. It's just that the Lord is preparing the planet to bring in the millennial reign. And the millennium, there will be no more... There will be no more winter. It's going to go back to 360 days to the year, just as it was before the flood. There was no winter. There was 360 days to the year. But during the flood, the planet moved away from the sun, and now it's 365 days because of the curse. It's just a simple math that God just wants people to live in harmony and perfection. And before the flood, there was 360 days. To a year. Now, after the flood, we get 365. I could go into the math, and I could show you back before the flood about the days and everything like that. And then here in the millennium, there you once again see the planet when it'll rock to and fro. The reason it's rocking to and fro, it's leaving, it's moving closer to the sun because all of a sudden the Lord wants to have that perfect environment, that perfect climate, and the mountain ranges, the planet is already preparing itself for the millennium. And you'll see these glaciers, they're going to melt. There's nobody going to stop them. And the people, they get up in arms, and the devil tries to delude them, and then he brings in this climate change so that he can lock people up with fear-mongering them. Oh, it's climate change. Oh, it's this, that, and the other. Oh, it's in the name of. Oh, it's this, that, and the other. But it's all just at the plan of God, how he's bringing everything back to perfection.
That's
right. That simple. Heavenly Father, give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things that you do for us, Lord. I know we keep saying it, Lord, but we never want to take things for granted, Lord. The things you've showed us over the years, we never want it to become stale, but we always want to be, we want to live in a way, Lord, that we'll see our full reward. We always want to be fired up and charged up and say things the way they need to be said. We're living in a world of deception where everything is twisted and the devil has managed to get a hold of the news media. He controls the news media. He owns the airwaves, and then he tells people a bunch of lies and they're so brainwashed that they believe all the garbage that he tries to tell them through the news media. But see, Lord, we want to tell people the truth. Give us the grace to say it in such a way that it'll be easy understood, that there'll be a picture painted before the people that they'll be able to see that the things we're saying there absolutely make common sense and they're absolutely true, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to say it such a way that the picture will be there, Lord. I pray you'll open up the hearts of the people because the people in this hour, they're so brainwashed, they've been deluded and polluted with false information, Lord. We just want to bring out the fact of this, how these mountains came to be and these canyons. And what he did back in the day, he destroyed this planet twice over already because of the angels and Jude sinning, and then because of Lucifer and his angel, and he just, your fury and your wrath just moved up these mountains, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people. Lord, pray you give them increase in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. See, to you and I, to a lot of people, what we're saying, it's almost like science fiction. You know, mm-hmm. when you sit back and you think about the things that we're seeing, they're so far off the mainstream media to a lot of things. They think you're crazy, but we're just doing common sense thing. We're just having a normal conversation. But throughout the years, the Lord has opened up His Word to us, and He's allowed us to see through the ministry of Brother Jackson when he talked about the testing and fall of Satan, the prehistoric hour, what happened way back. And then we went and drove through these museums, and we see exactly what happened out there. And because that man in that museum there told us, like I say, these mountains are so-and-so old, and then there's another set of mountains that are billions of years old. And so I can prove to you there were two judgments, there were two ice ages because of the angels in Jude, they sinned, and then God had to make a place for it. And then what did they do? He recreated the planet again, and then Lucifer and these morning stars were tested. Then he had to do the same thing. He had to destroy that animal kingdom because these angels did, they messed with the genetics. And you could see it. When we went to that museum, there were some dinosaurs there. They were never, they did not kill one another. They were just eating leaves and trees and foliage. It's right there in the museums where they dug these dinosaurs up, and some of them they didn't kill. Some of them they were not messed with their genetics work, but some of them, these angels, these fallen angels, they love to mess with the breeding program, and they would do something with these breeding structure so that these dinosaurs, they would grow a massive size, and then what they do, they would rout each other against each other, so they would fight, and then they would kill each other for meat. But in the first era, the dinosaurs, they were just friendly dinosaurs. They were living off the foliage and off the grass. They didn't kill each other. It was just when these angels and Jude messed with the genetics, and then these dinosaurs, they started killing each other. It got so bad that the whole planet was just killing. It was not just the dinosaurs. There's all kinds of animal kingdom. They were all killing each other. And then God had to put it in check and shut it down. And that He destroyed that whole animal kingdom. And these dinosaurs and these animals and they're still in the... That's where you see the museum, where they dig them out of the ground. And it's right there in front of your face. It's exactly what we're trying to say here. It's exactly right.
The reason we're saying it's two ice ages is because when you will go to Isaiah 14, it says in verse 9, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. So already hell was there, and it's from hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. So hell was already created, like you said. God did not create this world with a hell there. When sin came into the picture and there was angels in Jude rebelled against God, they left their estate, they left their God-given job, whatever God created them to do. And I believe they were charged over the laws of nature. Over loss of reproduction, over the loss of whatever there is, everything is governed by a law. This whole planet doesn't just exist; it's governed by a law. Just like in when they do science, everything has a law: the law of motion, the law of everything. There is a certain method and a calculation by which things go by. And I believe like the angels, they were in charge of those laws. And they, like you said, they started messing with the reproductive of those dinosaurs. Nothing that God makes destroys itself. There has to come into the picture some rebellion in order for the animal kingdom to have started to devour each other up and destroy each other. God did not create the dinosaurs to do that. That was all those angels in Jude starting to mess with the genetic makeup of those animals. And they created those animals to kill each other off. And And that's why God had to create hell then, because of judgment. And he's not going to let it be all his creation destroy itself, because that's what sin and rebellion does. It destroys itself. So God called in judgment, and in that judgment, he had to create a place for those fallen angels to have a place. And that's why they're down in hell, bound up, those angels in Judea. They can't do anything. They're all bound up, and they're waiting for the time of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And when it says here in Isaiah, it says, talking about Lucifer, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirred up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It had raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations, and they shall speak and say unto thee, our art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? So in order for when Lucifer fell, then it says hell from beneath has it started to stir, and God had to like it's only common sense, like, if you have to create a hollow in the earth, somewhere the earth has to stretch. And those mountains were pushed up and the canyons were formed. And like as science, they can prove that certain mountain ranges are so and so old. Like, I don't believe everything science says and does, but there is a lot of truth in what they come up with there. We're testing how old this planet is, and the planet is older than 6,000 years. It is ancient. It says the ancient of days, and this planet is like, it could be like even billions of years old, because God doesn't work magic. God is not, and he's a miracle worker, but not magic. He works at a process, and you can see, like, we travel through the mountains, and everything has a layer. Like, when you will drive through the mountain, there are certain layers and layers. You can see how this planet, it took time for it to be created the way it is, because of all the layers you see. It's like millions and millions of years old. It's not just 6,000 years old. That's just a fairy tale of 6,000 years old, because it's not. God did not just boom and this earth was created like it is. There is a big history behind this planet. And in that history, Lucifer and his angels, it says, Jesus said, hell was created for the devil and his angels. God did not create it initially. It was created when the time came, when those angels sinned, and then God had to create a place for them. And that's when how hell was formed, and how those mountains came to be, and how those canyons came to be, because it had to be blown up to, it was one third the size that it is now. It had to be blown up. The angels that followed Lucifer were one third of the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Came to his side, and they were all judged, and that's where the demons come from, and devils. Like, God did not create devils or demons, you know. People, I'm always surprised when I listen to some highfalutin preachers, and they don't know where the demons came from. That Derek Prince, he's a renowned demon caster outer, and he doesn't even know where those demons originated from. And that's, to me, is like, how can you even cast out demons if you don't know their origin?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the origin came back when they rebelled against God, and that created that demonic side of this a place that the heavenly, the spirit world. In the spirit world, there are the demons and the real angels, the angels that were found true and faithful. to their calling that God created them to do. They did not leave their estate. They did not leave their God-given job. They were found true and faithful to the calling of God that God created them to be. Whereas those angels in Jude and then Lucifer and his angels, those angels rebelled against God. And they came to be then into demons and devils. Like Lucifer was his name, but after Lucifer was the most anointed cherub, he was the most anointed angel that God ever created. Like they're all created, like humans reproduce because they have a physical body. The angels never reproduce. They were all created by God, and God created Lucifer at the dawning of time, before time began, before he created the planet, all the planets. That's before time, those angels were created. And Lucifer was the last one that God created. He was the most anointed one, the most beautifulest of all the angels. And then when he fell, that's where he turned into the devil, the serpent, and all those other names. But he was called Lucifer in his hour, when he was anointed. It says, have you become weak as we? Once you sin and rebel against God, that anointing that God has just leaves. And that's why those other ones ask, have you become weak as we? They were all... He became weak. He didn't have no more anointing from God. He was now a fallen creature.
Amen to that. See, when you're reading here, hell from beneath was moved. See, that proves that there were two eyes here. All of a sudden, God had to move up the mountains again. And then because it says hell from beneath was moved. And that's why that man explained to us, these mountains are so many years. These mountains are in the billions, and these mountains are in the millions. So what happened, when Lucifer fell, God had to make more room down in hell, and it's just that simple. Hell from beneath was moved at thee and at thy coming. And it's all throughout the scripture. The Lord, over the years, we didn't go to some straw pile when we were terminated from that call. We didn't go to some straw pile and sit around. We exhausted ourselves. We went into the Word, and then the Lord brought us, took us through the Pentecostal system, to the church world system. That's why we can say the things we're saying. That's why we can say that Jacob, Luther, they were all just agents of Satan, mm-hmm. because the Lord has walked us right through history, and now we can say the things we're saying. We just keep saying, when the Lord does something, it's all good, because He promised before he went to Calvary, I'm going to send this is eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And it makes perfect sense that he's going to send to each church age, he's going to send an angel. And all that church age has to do is believe and then listen to what that angel has to say. And that angel, they found a vocal cord of each church age message. We've been over it and over again. Because everything has to make sense. And now, all you and I are doing, we're finding out who was that church age messenger. And you're in Ephesus. It was the Apostle Paul. It was that angel speaking to the vocal cord of the Apostle Paul. And when you go into the scripture, and you see, Paul said, my angel is always before me. And then you carry on to Irenaeus, and you carry on. You come down to the church age of Laodicea, and Brother Branham, he's out there preaching, and then he's just talking about the weather and things like that. And he said, you may wonder why I'm not preaching. I'm just mm-hmm. have to wait for that angel to come by. And then once that angel comes, he anoints my lips, and I say the thing that angel wants to say. That's mm-hmm. very simple. It's everything is a simple procedure mm-hmm. because it has to tie up together with what Jesus said. This will be life eternal that they believe on them whom I will send. He sent these angels, and then these angels, they linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham, and then when he was gone, he linked up with Brother Jackson, mm-hmm. and that's how the program went, because it's a foolproof system. God could not trust no human being. He had to put his trust into these angels that were tested in the prehistoric hour, mm-hmm. and all we're doing, we're just bringing it out. And then all of the things we're saying, it makes common sense. Like I said earlier, the things that we say, if people never heard of the things we're saying. They'll think it's all science fiction. It's just imaginary. But no, we take everything back to the Bible, and we prove to you there were two ice ages. This planet was destroyed twice already. And then the first time he tested the angel in Jude, and he cast them into everlasting chains of darkness, like you were saying. He can't move. They can't do any damage. And then when then he changed the... He tested his morning star, and all these angels that were supporting Lucifer, they all went, when judgment struck, all these angels that were on his side, they just went down with him, and they were terminated, and they become the, that's where these demons are, different gauges of demons, different demons, they're very powerful demons, and there's some that are not that powerful, they have different stages of demons, and like I say, some are really bad, some are not so bad. Everything is so simple because we've been educated through that apostle and through that prophetic ministry. And we allow ourselves to be taught. And today we're just telling you how these canyons came to be and how these mountains and these glaciers. All of a sudden, you see that glacier breaking through. And that's why that all these people drowned out there. I think in Nepal, I think there's already up to practically 1,000 people that were killed, and that thing. All it was that glacier, that ice thing, it just broke loose, and it went down, and it just happened to hit that lake, and it happened to flood the river, and the time is now here where the planet is beginning to prepare itself for the millennium. Mm-hmm. It's all just very simple process. They talk about the glaciers melting and all this stuff, but see what the devil does? He uses that to fearmonger people. Mm-hmm. Like God doesn't know what he's doing, and then he takes advantage of that, and he fearmongers people, because if he can fearmonger, and then they think that the devil is in control. He's in control of nothing. What you see out there, what you see happening, the planet is starting to prepare itself for the millennium. And like I say, during that the day of the Lord, the planet, let's say, the planet will rock to and fro like a drunk man. Like to you and I, everything is a normal procedure. All but that the reason the planet is rocking to and fro like a drunk man is because it's going to go back somehow. The Lord does it because he's controlling all that. He's bringing the planet a little bit closer to the sun. Mm-hmm. That in the millennium you're going to have 360 days to the year, and eventually there'll be no more sea. Eventually everything goes right back to where it was before the fall. Satan has done his job. Everything that served its purpose, and then everything goes back to normalcy. Like in the week of Daniel, we were seeing the other day what it says over there, the restoration of all things, and everything is going back to normalcy. But we just got to make sure that what we do here now is to be faithful and to be found true and faithful to what the Lord has created us to be way back before the foundation of the world. He gave everybody an assignment, and all we have to do, what's all I did all my life, trying to find my place in Christ. If I find my place in Christ, there'll joy unspeakable, full of glory. If you're out of your place in Christ, you'll never be happy. You'll always grumble around. Look for, want to be a big man on the block. And like I was telling you about that Dave Waller. All that Dave Waller would have had to do was wait a little bit and listen to this to what I told him. I said, God sent the prophet. All he would have had to do was immerse himself in the fact that God sent the prophet. But see what he did? He vehemently opposed it, and therefore he locked himself out to what God really had for him. That's the problem with mankind. They're their own worst enemy. Mm-hmm. They locked themselves out of reality, and they don't believe the truth, and then they fall into all kinds of problems. And we're just telling people the truth. We're telling you exactly what's going on. We tell you exactly where we are in time and how close we are to the ending of all things, like a day, Satan, days are numbered. He's only had 6,000 years. He was given 6,000 years. But you and I, we found grace in the eyes of God, and God allowed us to see the hour we're living in, right to the day, 1,260 days to the middle, and then 42 months to the end of it, and then there Satan is no more. And he knows that. He knows his time is short, and that's why he's trying to make sure nobody finds out what you and I are talking about. He's making us appear like we're the bad guys and they're the good guys, simply because the devil knows we got the truth, and the devil knows he can't stop us, but he can You can try to intimidate people and fearmonger people. If you have anything to do with Samuel Loren, you're going to be put in the outs. Well, that doesn't bother us. We just keep on moving on. We've been given an assignment, and to you and I, it's like the devil doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. He comes around and tries to harass you and fearmonger you and all that. But see, the Bible says, once you've given up everything, he that's willing to give up everything, he that's willing to lose his life for his sake and the gospel, then once you're willing to do that, the devil can't do nothing anymore. The only thing the devil has is trying to fearmonger people and intimidate them, and then if you go serve the Lord, he'll do everything he can to try to intimidate you. But see, we overcome that. He's nothing but a bluff. He's just but a half-man. He can only do what the Lord will allow him to do, and the Lord will not allow him to do any damage if you and I are about the Father's business, if you walk in his perfect will. It's just that simple. To you and I, everything is so simple. But today we're trying to show you what happened, where these mountains come from, and where these glaciers, all of a sudden, you'll find these glaciers melting, and all of a sudden, like it says in the book of Revelation, there's all of a sudden, there's heat waves, and these people, they cry out to God, and they start cursing God because of the heat wave. All it's doing is the planet is getting ready for the millennium, because, and like I say, in the millennium, there'll be no more ice cap at the first of it, it'll be. But as time will go on, all these glaciers, they'll all melt, and the planet will be habitable even up north where the climate is completely different then. Mm-hmm. Because the sun is going, the earth, the planet is going back into relationship with the sun to go back to 360 days per year. Mm-hmm. Right now it's 365 1/4, but like I say, before the flood, it was 360 days to the year. And then something happened. God, I don't know how God does things, but he's all powerful. He's all knowing. It's a piece of cake to him to take this planet out there and just throw it way beyond, further from the sun, and put it into an ice age.
Right.
And then what he can do, he can put it right next to the sun so it will melt. The planet will lead up to a place where he can actually start moving the mountains up, and that's what he does. He heats it up, and that's when you see these, go to these museums, you see these petrified forests somewhere that was tremendous heat. And then when you see these dinosaurs, how everything was just completely petrified because of the heat. It's still there, and the rocks in the mountains and the dirt of the planet. That's why they dig them out. It's right there for anybody to see. When you go to these museums and you see a dinosaur, just remember that happened in the prehistoric hour when these angels were tested. Mm-hmm. For you and I, everything is so simple because we're just people that are willing to be taught. It's just that simple.
Yeah, you can go to Arizona and they have petrified forests there. You can see the whole formation of a tree, how it has turned into rock. And that doesn't just happen. It comes with heat and pressure. And that's all what happened in the prehistoric hour when God tested those angels and Lucifer and everything. And the devil doesn't want us to know his history, mm-hmm. because that's why he likes to keep people in ignorance. And then that's why people are in these religious organizations, is because they don't really know the power of what the devil can do to captivate people and to keep them in ignorance. So they don't really have the understanding of what has transpired in history. Like a lot of these church world, they don't even believe in a prehistoric hour. That's why they don't know where Lucifer comes from, like the devil and his angels, because they don't know that they don't have that understanding of that prehistoric hour of Lucifer's testing and falling. Brother Jackson has messages out there like the testing and fall of Satan. He had his beginning, you know, and his beginning was back in that prehistoric hour when he wanted to be like the Most High, and he was, and after that God judged him, and he was fallen.
Amen to that. We're just trying to paint the picture so that people can see exactly what has been taking place for millions and millions of years. God, way back before there was time, he made himself a blueprint. All God wanted was a family. And when then that family, he wanted somebody that'll do exactly what you and I do. They'll get up and they'll see how they can appease God, how they can praise and worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and voluntarily, out of their own free will, without twist or arm, they just want to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And that's what we're doing. That's why he wants everybody to do, that they'll get up and pay homage to their Creator. That's all God ever expected from anybody, even those angels. All God wanted them to stay within the confines of their God-given ability. Everything would have been hunky-dory, but see, God did not want no robots. See, the sun and the moon and the stars, they're just robots. He put them out there, and they're still going in their orbit. But he wanted that angel kingdom to be free, to be a free moral agent, that if you want to go do your own thing, you could go do your own thing, but it only lead towards destruction. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with mankind. He put mankind down here, and he gave him a choice. He gave him two laws of reproduction. He gave him the commission to reproduce and replenish the earth. But see, Satan gets in with deception, and he messed up the whole picture. The whole reproductive program was meant to partake of the tree of life, to have sex for reproduction purposes only. Instead of that, Satan introduced to the human race sex for pleasure. Mm-hmm. That's what you got out there. But see, mankind, they were given the freedom of choice. God didn't want no robots, and Adam and Eve, they chose the wrong thing. And then when we come into this world, we just got to have that word to guide us and to tell us what already happened in the past. And that's why the Bible says, these things have been written to our admonition on whom the ends of the earth have come. We found everything through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Then we went then to his yourself, and we studied it out, and that's exactly the way we're saying it's 100% truth and accurate. And we're just telling people exactly what's been taking place for the last thousands of years, millions of years, really. Ever since God had a solemn council, and then one day he put it into motion. It's just that simple. It's all a simple process.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just want to thank you, Lord, for your great creation, Lord, how you plan it all out. And you know the beginning from the end, Lord. And all things, when everything will be said and done, it'll be a beautiful picture, Lord. And we just want to let people know your greatness and your wonderful ways, Lord. And where Satan's beginning came from, and where all these ice ages, and why the earth and the planet is the way it is, Lord, because it's all part of your great plan, and we just want to let people share it with people. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.